This Labor Day weekend, Ketchum comes alive with Wagon Days, a real slice of Americana with mule-drawn covered wagons rolling down the streets. But visitors may also see 1,200 people roll through town on bicycles. Tom Michael explains why.
Three dozen cyclists huddle together at a ranch between Ketchum and Mackey. They range from newcomers to pros, and they've come to Idaho from as far as Singapore, Hawaii, and the Netherlands. Rebecca Rush speaks to them in front of a giant stone fireplace under a stuffed buffalo head, plotting the route for the next day.
And we're going to do a big ride tomorrow. And just kind of wrap your head around that tonight when you go to bed and get all stoked about it and be like, yeah, I'm so lucky. Yes. I get to be on my bike for 6 or 7 hours tomorrow. Hell yes!
She starts with an apology about tomorrow's plan. Not for the 4,300 feet of climbing, but for how the day begins.
We'll have 6 miles or so of pavement. I apologize. That's the only other pavement you're going to see for the rest of this time.
Because these athletes didn't come to Central Idaho for paved roads. And they didn't come for mountain bike single track. They're here for long dirt roads. This is gravel biking, a new trend in endurance sports, and Rush is at the center of it. She's here leading a training camp, teaching bike skills and how to use GPS cycling maps on hard-to-find trails. The 50-year-old Ketchum resident spent decades as a competitive rock climber, adventure racer, and mountain bike champion. Next month, she'll be elected into the Mountain Bike Hall of Fame.
You know, going and winning mountain bike races, you know, doesn't pay the mortgage in Ketchum, Idaho.
But she's constantly reinventing her relationship with sports. Now she hosts Rebecca's Private Idaho, several days of gravel racing over Labor Day weekend here. This year, Outside Magazine listed it as one of the top 25 cycling events in the world.
Yeah, I've had to hustle and I've had to make it work, but now we've built Private Idaho in just 7 years, or going on 7 years. It's now the biggest sporting event in the Wood River Valley as far as economic impact.
Harry Griffith confirms that. He's executive director for Sun Valley Economic Development.
From some work that we've done, it's in the order of $3 to $4 million impact per year.
And it's a springboard for future visits.
It's not just about the people that are here. It's the fact that people that come here come back.
Part of the attraction for Rebecca's Private Idaho is the state's vast public lands and spending hours bikepacking on remote gravel roads. Mechanic Andy Zoltan is working on Rush's bike. Like a mountain bike, a gravel bike has wide, lower pressure tires and disc brakes, but with drop handlebars, like a road bike. And because of the distances they're ridden, it has lots of storage.
What'd she put in there?
Well, let's open it up and see. We have, it looks like a neon kind of windbreaker, some leg warmers, a buff. I hope she doesn't mind that we're digging through all her stuff.
Gravel grinders like Rush will go on epic rides, self-supported. This spring, she became the first to bike a new 1,000-mile path across Arkansas. Her 1,200-mile trip down the Ho Chi Minh Trail in Vietnam and Laos was made into a 2017 documentary film called Blood Road. Wilderness adventure and bikepacking is what draws many to the sport, and it's what gravel bikes are built to do.
Kind of perfect for the Idaho back roads and fire roads and just linking together little towns and...
Jason Bauer runs a bike shop in Boise, but he hasn't sold many true road bikes lately.
Like a lot of the road racing scene and the mountain bike racing scene has faded a bit.
According to the Bicycle Product Suppliers Association, the number of bikes sold overall fell 10% last year, but e-bikes and gravel bikes were among the categories showing growth. Amy Trosclair is here to race every day of Rebecca's Private Idaho. She rides on pavement back in her native Louisiana, but she'll still drive 2 hours from her house to find gravel.
Because it takes you places that you never see on the road. It took me here to Idaho, which I absolutely love. And you don't have cars, traffic. We've had several of my cycling friends that have gotten hit.
Rider safety is another reason for the decline of road racing. She describes the fatality near home of a prominent rider. The motorist was not charged. The town turned against cyclists. And distracted driving, she says, is growing. Bart Davis, one of the race officials, shares that concern. Rumbling along in a truck, he previews this weekend's route above Ketchum.
I ended up in 2008 being hit by a car while training for triathlon on my bike, and I hung it up.
But gravel biking brought him back. It's more accessible, and races like these are growing to capacity. Driving up Trail Creek Summit after a day spinning through the Copper Basin, Davis is trying to recall the last time he rode this long.
Well, since 2008. It felt great. And the views that we had today were spectacular. It was amazing up there.
Rebecca Rush calls this nature therapy and understands the appeal of getting out of cell phone range. Beyond the physical challenges of this weekend, she points out the spiritual contradictions, deciding what to carry and what to leave behind, riding with others in order to be alone, and getting off the grid to find yourself. Near Mackay, Idaho, Tom Michael, Boise State Public Radio News.